I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, I am going to be telling you about my favourite film, or one of my favourite films. It's called Groundhog Day. Have you seen it? Well, if not, I recommend it highly. Great, great comedy film with Bill Murray. I'm going to be telling you about it, but before that, let's take a look at some keywords. So just three words that I'll be using in this episode. So listen very carefully, see if you can hear the words, understand them based on the context. I'm just going to give you the words now without the definitions, but then at the end we'll take a look back at the words and how I use them and the definitions. Okay, so the first word is premise. P-R-E-M-I-S-E. And that's a noun, premise. Next, we have a phrase, to happen to, and then a verb. So, for example, to happen to have, or to happen to be. What does that mean, if I happen to have something? And the last word, weatherman. What's a weatherman? Okay, three words, listen very carefully. Like I said, see if you can understand them based on the context. And we'll come back to them all at the end. Let's find out about one of my favourite films. What would you do if you had to live the same day over and over again? That's the premise of one of my favourite films, Groundhog Day. Bill Murray plays Phil, a weatherman who gets stuck in the same day. And it happens to be a day he hates. He's stuck in a small town where he has to report on an annual tradition where a groundhog, a type of rodent, predicts how long winter is set to last for. Every morning he wakes up and it's Groundhog Day all over again. And he can't get out of the town due to the adverse weather conditions. At first he thinks he's going crazy. And then he tries to benefit from this bizarre situation by learning about his producer, an attractive woman played by Andy McDowell, in order to seduce her. However, once he realises that it won't work, he kills himself. But that doesn't work either. Regardless of what happens, he keeps waking up back on Groundhog Day. I won't go any further, just in case you haven't seen it and want to watch it. But the key message from the film is, enjoy the moment you're living in now. Not the past and not the future. Being stuck in the same day over and over again might seem like a nightmare, and in many ways, it is. Yet, think of all the positive things you could do in 24 hours, and all the ways you could better yourself. And time doesn't pass, and therefore you don't get any older. You are immortal and eternal. Money doesn't matter. There's no such thing as risk. It sounds good, right? Now, I don't expect you to actually want to be in this situation. I certainly wouldn't. But what would you do if you were stuck in the same day over and over again? Would you do good things? Bad things? Fun things? Or maybe try to develop a skill? Okay. So as I said at the start, a brilliant film that I recommend you watch if you haven't already seen. And it does raise some interesting philosophical questions as well. How about the words I gave you at the start? Did you hear them? So the three words, premise, happen to, and weatherman. And they all came in the opening paragraph. So let me read that first bit and we'll look at those three words. So I said, what would you do if you had to live the same day over and over again? That's the premise of one of my favourite films, Groundhog Day. Bill Murray plays Phil, a weatherman who gets stuck in the same day, and it happens to be a day he hates. So a premise is the central concept of a story. Weatherman, that's a presenter who reports on the weather. And it happens to be by coincidence. So by coincidence, it is a day he hates. It happens to be a day he hates. Okay, hopefully those words are clear. For some extra grammar related to this episode, you'll find a video tutorial all about linkers. So words of result, reason, purpose and contrast over on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. So to get transcripts, video tutorials and comprehension quizzes, visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben and there you'll find out how you can join. I've left a link in the description of this episode. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and I'll see you next time for another podcast.